Otakuology Podcast with Otaku Mike Engine Graves.
Hello and welcome to the Otakuology Podcast. I'm your host, Otaku Mike. With me, as always, is my heterosexual life partner, Jin Graves. And we got a very, very special guest for you guys today. We have the one, the only, the Manga Sloth. How's it going, buddy?
What's happening? I feel flattered. I had two varies. Two.
Two varies? I mean, you're very probably one of the biggest manga tubers we've had on the podcast. We've had a few, you know.
Well, I mean, there isn't very many big manga tubers.
There's not. Would you say right? You're not one anymore. Of the biggest?
What'd you say?
Would you say you're one of the biggest, like, subscriber wise?
Oh man, the problem is I don't know all the other ones, and I think obviously not in the manga niche, but in like the manga collecting niche, which is the niche of the niche, maybe I'm top 50
or something. That's not bad. That's not bad at all.
Well, it's such a small space. I mean, I'm tickling 30k, and if you're saying you're in the top 50 of a niche, I mean, it's a pretty small niche.
That's true, right?
So not super impressive,
but not that impressive,
but not nothing, I guess.
Right. So let me ask you, like, I'll get this question out of the way. How did you get started in this little niche of manga tube and collecting and stuff like that?
Well, with manga and collecting, I mean, I'm a freaking weeb, so I was doing this before before YouTube, but it's kind of like, it's not a very exciting story. It's kind of like a lot of the other ones that just sprouted out all at the same time, just a zillion of them. It was about three and a half years ago. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that was COVID time, right? I think.
Yeah. That would have been COVID time.
I was just, I was at home working from home, and I was like, I got so much extra time. I'm bored. You know, we moved, so I don't live near most of my friends and family anymore. So I was like, man, I need to talk to some weebs about some stuff I like. And I didn't really watch MangaTube. And I mean, I'm going to be honest. Sorry, all my people. I don't really watch it now either.
I mean, yeah, same here. I don't really watch it that much either. When I started, I didn't even know about it.
Yeah, same with me. 100%. I never watched the channel. Didn't know who was out there. Like, now I like some content and I support some people, but I'm subbed to like 300 manga tubers. I can't watch you all. I don't want to watch you all.
Right.
I mean, that's fair. It takes a lot to try to watch everybody out there.
and I tried doing that early stages and I just got burned out. I was like, I'm about to quit YouTube and I'm not even making videos. I'm just watching YouTube.
Right.
But anyways, I just hopped on YouTube. I never made a YouTube video in my life, never had a channel, never did any editing, didn't know squat about squat. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I seen a manga haul on there, and I'm like, well, crap, I buy manga every freaking month, and a crap ton of it. Let me start filming these. So I just started making super janky videos that make me cringe and then posting them.
I feel like we all are at that time, you know, just posting the weirdest shit.
That's true.
The urge for me right now, I'm on YouTube on my laptop. The urge for me to go and just delete my first 50 videos is very high.
No, you can't. You can't do that. You got to keep them up. Like, my first video was a cat eating pizza.
That sounds cooler than mine.
And it wasn't even like manga related. I wasn't even like a manga tuber. I collected anime and like talked about anime on YouTube, and I just happened to talk about manga one day, and I met a friend of ours. Now he's a friend of ours named Justin, and he's like, "Have you heard of this manga tube? Oh, you got a manga tuber." I'm like, "What the fuck is manga tube?"
Right.
And then the gates opened.
Yeah, I say. Sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, I got to remember what my first video was.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, what were you saying?
I was just saying, I say that I want to delete them, but if I was going to delete them, I would have already done it. I'm fine with them being there now. So.
Mm-hmm. So how did you come up with your persona? That's what I really want to know. I know you're a sloth.
Whoa. Can we talk about this? I don't think we can.
Oh, can we talk about this?
I feel like this is like getting into like a luchador like origin story, and it's like, hey man,
I need to know how what kind of treaty you use to put all your manga in your tree, you know, your sloth
tree.
Let's
see. Let me count. 1, 2, 3. Holy crap. There's 4 walls here. Are we going to break this fourth wall?
Okay.
No, I'm okay talking about whatever. Okay. It's, I mean, it's, I'm sorry. I'm going to tank your podcast ratings.
No, this is not
exciting.
No, I mean, it's okay. I mean, I always I whenever I watch you, and that's the one thing that drew me in was the whole like gimmick, and it reminded me of like wrestling almost, like, you know, hiding like Jin said, like with luchadors and stuff.
I'm the Rey Mysterio of manga. Yes. What can
exactly,
I say?
Right, exactly. Right. You know, and I was like, this guy's got it right here. Like, I can see why people are drawn to him.
I 619 manga hauls every month. It's
exactly.
No, it's my early videos, and I just wanted to be arms, you know, basically. Yeah. I'm just hands and arms, and there's many manga tubers even that do that. Mm-hmm. and some do it well and get a lot of views that way. And I wish I could just be one of them. I will say the ones that do it tend to be female. Mm-hmm. And I think that is an advantage.
Oh.
Am I?
I'm not disagreeing with you. You got the eye candy and stuff, you know. I mean, I feel like, you know, people are going to gravitate towards what we like to call the fan service.
Well, I'm not even going that far. I'm just saying just with voice, hands and stuff, you know. But I'm a dude, so
we can't all be hand models.
Yeah. I wish.
Right.
So just one day, I can't remember the first time I was on screen. I should probably look that up while I'm talking. But one day I was just like, I want to be on screen. And cause I'm going to be at a severe disadvantage to the competitors that I was looking at. Mm-hmm. Cause in the beginning you're all hopped up. You got all this adrenaline. You got all this motivation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Once you start getting into it, and I just start deep diving and looking at competitors, and they're in their thumbnails. They are able to move around and show emotion and stuff. So I didn't want to show my face. Breaking news. I look normal.
Wait, you're not a sloth?
No, I'm a sloth. I just, when I'm shaved.
Okay. He's a sloth under the sloth mask.
Oh, slothception.
Yes. Yeah, but when he takes it off, have you ever seen whenever Jake from Adventure Time takes off his hat and he's got that long, luxurious hair. He's got long, luxurious sloth hair right there.
Oh, yeah.
It's beautiful. Beautiful.
Golden locks under there. And the problem is I didn't want to grow too fast and become internet famous, so I had to tone it down.
Gotcha. Yeah, yeah. Don't want to go there, you know.
But I'm talking about showing emotion and stuff, and then sticking something on my head makes me not able to show emotion. It's like an oxymoron. Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah, I feel like, because I didn't show my face for the longest time, and I finally did, like, it was almost like, I don't know, like, a good thing, I feel like, because I felt like I was able to let loose more.
I found my first video, Mike.
What was it?
March 12th, 2018.
5 years ago. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Or 6 years now. Yes.
Yeah. Goodness.
Yeah. I mean, front of camera is not for everybody, you know, but I mean, you also open up the floodgates to being ridiculed about what you look like and stuff like that, you know.
That's true.
Interesting you say that, because I feel like I have gotten more ridicule
really
for what I have done by putting something on my head.
How so?
Interesting. Now, the internet's a weird place. There's no one's nice on the internet.
I mean, most of the time, right? Nobody's nice.
Yeah. In general, we're just going to blanket the internet. Yeah. Internet's a small place. Just blanket it. Yeah, I mean, like, people are, you know, they're keyboard warriors or whatever. They're easy and quick to tell you when you're stupid. And
yeah, that's for
you know. Oh my gosh, if you don't have a manga in your collection that they love, you're just the worst.
Yeah,
I mean, if they're gonna do that, they're definitely gonna mention, what the hell is that thing on your head? Are you a furry? Or, oh, you know, or whatever?
I love it.
I mean, yeah.
You got to be a furry.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
Maybe, definitely maybe. Not a furry. I'm not well versed in the furry verse, but I feel like having a plastic Halloween mask is not very furry.
No, it's not. It's not.
I feel like you should just slowly add to the origin story, though. Like, you wake up in the morning, you walk into your closet, and you have, like, a sloth mask for every day of the week. And you just walk in there. Am I going to wear... What's today? Tuesday? Let me put on Tuesday's mask. And they all look the same. Just, you know.
That's a good idea. I actually have one... This is weird. You are getting breaking content here that I have never spoke in person that the public will be able to get. I swear to you, I've told this to other manga tubers and everything. I've never had it this on anything, even written. No. This isn't like super crazy or anything, just stuff I've never said that the public can get to. I have had an issue with the... It even feels weird for me saying the word mask now, because even when somebody ever mentions it... Yeah, I never... Whenever I shave, my fur, the thing I buy, there's no more of them that I can find on the internet.
Really?
Easily. So one day my wife's like, what if that gets like broke or something? I'm like, oh my gosh. So I went and then I bought a couple more. But now,
how many more did you buy? I love it.
Just two.
Oh,
they've never been opened yet, so I think I'm good.
27.
Oh, that's hysterical.
So I think I want to do the thing Jin says. That sounds awesome. Just, you know, it could even be like a 60-cent short. You know, like my morning routine. You know, wake up. I'm like Buffalo Bill. I just got skins
of skin masks. Put them on like the mannequin heads. You know, you have them all lined up. You know, in your closet, I guess. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it puts the lotion on the skin or it gets the hose.
Oh my gosh, you could even do like marshmallow and have it in different colors and stuff. Just be like, now I got pink skin, pink fur today.
That would be cool.
That'd take a lot though.
Yeah. I do wish I picked maybe something different. I don't know if there's better options out there. But the breathability is abysmal.
And is it?
Yeah. My breathability is like basically my eye holes.
Oh, shit.
Oh, man.
Now, it doesn't go too far down, but it's fine. It's fine for any videos I make because I'm never on screen a ton. But I want to do more streams and it poses, you know, issues being on there that long. It's like.
How is it for you when you're on like other people's like live stream podcasts? I think me and you have been on a podcast together. I can't remember what it was, but we were both guests on one of them. How is that when you have to wear the mask?
It's okay.
Yeah.
My biggest struggle in video making with it is obviously not very hard to figure out the sound.
Mm hmm.
Because, you know, I got to wear like a lapel mic to kind of like get underneath there. It's annoying.
Yeah. Do you ever think about like changing it up and getting a different mask?
Yeah, I've looked up some, but, you know, the sloth mask market is pretty abysmal.
Right.
for choices, you know?
Yeah. So I went through your back catalog and there was this one video I remember seeing and it took me a while to actually find it because I thought it was a full length video, but I really wanted to talk about it because I wanted to pick your brain about your thought process of it. It was the manga versus like Bullet. It was like a short you did.
Oh, one of my shorts.
Okay. Yeah. I wanted to know like what the thought process was behind that, doing it, and how much fun did you have? Because it looks like you're having a lot of fun shooting manga.
Yeah, I mean, if you have not shot manga, I recommend you do it because it's fun. But yeah, that was during the time when I had at least 400 to 600 manga in tubs.
Yeah.
That were the dollar blind box.
Oh, that's manga from question like I have stuff. About that. We'll get into that later.
Yeah, I won't jump down to that. So obviously with that number, I mean 400 or 500 is like a big collection for some people.
Yeah.
And I just have them in tubs in a closet because I think they're absolute trash. So I'm like, what can I do with these? So I jumped in there and I find, and I call it manga, but most of them were novels.
Yeah.
I find like triple omnibus volumes and I put a whole foot of manga. And I was like, can manga
them, right?
Yeah, yeah, into a big cube. Yeah. I still have that cube. I can send you a picture. It's cool. Yeah. And the bullet, I shot it with some other gun, so there are some bullets still in there. But the main bullet, I was like, can manga stop a bullet? I was going to the range that day, and I was like, I want something cool to shoot.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, yeah, might as well make a clip. And then, I'm on Instagram and some other places. I made it into a poll, and I posted it with the bullet, the caliber I was going to shoot it with. And I knew for a fact it was going to go through the whole thing like butter. But then I, like a whole foot of it, you would need, I don't know, 4 feet to stop that round or something.
But
I was like, this should be fun. And I took it there and I tried it because, side note to that, one of my main hobbies outside of manga is guns. I'm big into like shooting and target shooting and going to the range and stuff like that. So that's a more expensive collection.
Yeah.
So I was like, let me mix these. And overall, people thought it was fun. And also people were very angry with me.
Really? Because you were destroying Absolutely. The manga?
You can't do anything on that. You can save a baby from a river and people will be mad at you on the internet.
Right.
How much like pushback did you get from like destroying all that those books?
Well, let me see. I can get a little idea here. I'll keep talking while I try to find it. But yeah, people were pretty angry. I could have donated them. I could have given them away. I'm just wasting things, you know. I'm so privileged that I can just take my manga to the range and shoot it.
Goodness. I mean, sometimes, though, you gotta flaunt that shit, though.
Like, I know, right? You gotta just
hey, man, on. Yeah, this is what I'm gonna do.
I think it's, you know, maybe it's in the same genre, but I think it's a little different than the guy who waits in line, who's in first in line to get the PS5, walks outside and smashes it on the sidewalk.
True.
You know, those videos, whatever.
Yeah.
Dude paid for it. He can do whatever he wants with it. Are we going to like rage against him? Who cares?
I mean,
it's right.
And know, also, like, one, go ahead.
Well, Dan. And at the end of the day, you know, it's, hey, he just paid, you know, X number of dollars for it, but how much money did he just make to piss off some people on the internet? So,
yeah. Well, on that note, I made probably like 30 cents on that short.
Worth it.
Yeah. I had fun shooting it. It was worth shooting it that way.
I mean, it looked like a lot of fun. It reminded me of like old Mythbuster episodes. Like, hey, will this stop a bullet type of thing?
So
see, now you got to do the whole resin table though. So the big table you put your halls out and everything on, you put that in resin, make a table out of it, and you go, hey guys, remember that thing that I shot? Yeah, it's right here. It's immortalized.
If you can remember when the podcast is over,
okay.
I want to tell you about something. If you can bring that back up.
Okay. Okay.
I don't want to release it yet, but I think you guys will get a kick out of it.
Okay.
But yeah, I found the video. I actually found one that was hated more than that one while I was looking. The in the shorts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, the shorts, I actually had to block maybe like 20 people.
Oh man.
Like if you go to my videos, I don't block anyone if I don't have to. Call me a furry, I'll joke around with you. You say I'm stupid, right. I'll joke around with you. If you say this guy's trash, you know, I'm gonna go burn his house down. I'll probably keep that up too. But but these people were very angry and it was kind of like taken away from the fun of it from anybody else who went into the comments.
Yeah.
So it has so many less comments than it actually had. It's got like 42. It had over 100.
Whoa.
And it was just people even calling me derogatory slang terms, which I wouldn't keep in the comments and stuff.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm like, bro, what are you doing? You're crying on the internet on a manga tuber's YouTube page.
Yeah.
Your life sucks.
It's kind of like almost like the haves and the have nots. Like, it seems like when you're in, I guess, manga tube, because I mean, I've kind of like had people get angry at me and stuff on manga tube and whatnot, and you know, and collecting and stuff I collect and whatnot. But it's funny to hear that people got so worked up on you destroying manga that or light novels that weren't even worth anything.
Yeah. So the other one that people didn't like is I have a short called Wash Your Manga, and I literally get a manga and I wash it like I'm washing a shirt. I stick it in the water and I wash it. And I put bleach on it and like soap it up.
Yeah.
And then I like rip off the cover.
Oh my gosh.
My motto is, and we'll touch upon this if you bring up the tier list thing once, okay. Is people don't like some things I do, and which is weird because I'm very PG when it comes to my space.
Yeah.
And I chose to go down that route in the beginning. And if you did not know, whoever's listening, I swear a lot in real life, so I don't swear in my videos or do anything like that. But I think I'm pretty PG, and people, I don't know, they just whine and cry a little too much, I think.
That's true.
Yeah. Very but true. It was because I looked up the video of you buying, like, it was like 200 Right Stuff blind boxes or whatever, and which reminded me of the video of where you shot all the manga. What went through your head when you're like, hey, I want to buy all this crappy manga?
Well,
it's cheap.
It's cheap. Yeah, cheap.
He's got it. I forgot my last point. I'll just end on, when somebody tells me I shouldn't do something, what I want to do is just stick two middle, if you know, I got three fingers on each hand. So
yeah.
Stick one middle claw up on each hand and double down. You tell me don't do something, I want to do it 10 times more.
Yeah.
When it comes to the blind box, sorry, go ahead.
I feel like I need a short now where like you put a, you put a manga like in the freezer and like freeze it in a block of ice. Just be like,
oh yeah. And then drop
this
it
is,
from a really
this is
high
how
plate.
Manga sloth like sweetens his tea or something, you know, like
I do like tea. Yeah, this manga is cold.
It's good. This one's not as good as the Bleach one, but you know, maybe I should move on to like One Piece, and that ice is probably, you know, real good. Just have it like all like broken up into cubes already. Be like, I guess it wasn't in One Piece, I guess.
The Right Stuff, I was a little bit of it was I never bought any of them, so yeah. I was semi interested. And the other part was I seen, I think, Jake the Pog and maybe some other people do blind box hauls. That's how I even knew that they had the blind boxes. And it was like somebody bought 10, 20, and their videos were doing relatively decent. So I'm like, F it. I'm gonna go baller. And I think, I don't know how many of those videos I did. I think I did two or three.
You did a couple.
It's just because I did like 100. Yeah, they might have doubled each time. It was like 50, 100, 200 or something. But and then after that, Right Stuff was sending me them for free.
Oh, really?
So I was getting boxes of these manga. I'm like, what am I supposed to do with all this garbage?
Right.
So that's when I'm like, and I still have maybe 200 in totes, and they're the perfect manga for anything I want to do outside of, you know, like destroying them. Like, yeah. I want to do videos that are like, you see like a thumbnail with like a drill and has like a corn cob on it or something. And it's like crazy hacks you've never heard of. You know, it's like the most clickbait thing ever. I want to do something like that, but I drill holes in the manga and use it as like a pencil holder or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just anything that'll make anybody angry is good. It's good.
I love that. That's awesome. That's awesome. Because I used to buy the anime blind boxes from Right Stuff.
Yeah, I got a good amount of those too.
Yeah, I bought those. And then when they had them, I bought the like adult blind boxes.
Okay.
But then they started to give me like the same old stuff. So I was like, I'm going to stop buying these. But yeah. I had any luck ever with the manga stuff.
I will say, the manga blind boxes were probably one of the best investments I ever made.
Yeah.
Because the videos made me a lot of a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
And then I've had so many that over the, you know, it's slow, but it didn't cost me a lot. I've sold so many. There's
really,
oh, absolutely. I've had tons of them sell for $2, $3, $4, $5, $6, and then even some that sell for $10, $15, $20. They don't always send you just complete crap, especially when you have like 600 of them.
Yeah,
right.
Though so, there were a couple series that I still have now, like such a jank series, nobody will know it. I have like 40 volumes of the same series. So you obviously get a lot of crap that way too.
Yeah. So it sounds like a relatively good investment.
You ever going to bring back Manga Pigeon?
Oh, crap. I didn't even know if anybody remembered Manga Pigeon.
I forgot about Manga Pigeon.
Hey, buddy, I was watching shorts while we were talking, okay? I got into the wormhole, okay? I was like, you were like, you know, I'm looking at one video right now, and I was like, oh, God, don't say it. Don't say it. Washing your mind, I'm like, I'm watching that one right now. Damn it.
Yeah, I just, that short I thought was funny. No, I guess nobody else did. It was like, I can't remember.
Oh, no, I loved it.
It was like, when anime, you know, when I forget, when like, you know, you have somebody watching an anime and then the other person's like, well, you should read the manga. And then the dude's like, oh, geez, it's like explaining a joke. It's not working.
Yeah. Well, and I like the short too that you have destroying your manga. And if people actually notice, it's the same fucking series. And so you shot one and the other one's just got knives and like burned and everything else through it, and I'm like, man, maybe you should just pick out that one series and be like, yeah, this series is garbage.
Yeah, I need to start doing it with you know, things that people cherish, like Naruto or something.
Oh my god, yes.
You might get some like real hate, like maybe people will make like like response videos to you.
Well, so how do you feel about like, what are they called, Mike? The leather wrapped manga,
the deluxe editions.
Yeah, I would love yeah, for you to do something to like a deluxe Berserk edition.
Well. No spoilers, but you know, maybe something's in the works.
I'm gonna get like a little email like with question marks on it sent to me from some unknown email, and I'm gonna watch it, and it's gonna be you basically like doing everything to this one volume of manga. I'll be like, my dreams were answered.
Yeah, I'm gonna do what I want, and obviously, if you watch or you know about my content, it's not every other video, every third video, not even every fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth video I'm doing something for shock value. That is not what my channel is, you know. I'm not taking a volume to the range every day, or this one's already made, so I don't know, YouTube's not liking this one video, so I gotta remake it. But it's me reading a manga while it's on fire.
Oh,
so I have these like forging gloves that they can withstand fire. So I'm just sitting there reading a book, and it was actually Fire Punch. And I was reading it, and I'm explaining how the ending of Fire Punch sucks butt. And I'm like, this manga sucks.
I mean, Fire Punch let me down so hard.
I'm like, with you, Mike.
I really wanted to like it, because I was like, oh, this is like a cool premise of like a naked guy walking around on fire, you know? But like,
there are
parts of it where I'm like, I'm like, I fucking hate this. Like, it just ended so terribly. And which made me not, it made me not want to check out his other work.
Well, but I'll be honest. I mean, we're hopping around a little here, but Chainsaw Man is, to me, a 6.5, 7 out of 10 on a good day.
Yeah.
It's not as good as everyone says. Like, it made me laugh. It's, I don't know. But if you read Chainsaw Man, the first part, you're going to get that same feeling, Mike, and you're not going to like it. It's like 11 volumes of the first part. You're going to get to volume like 8, maybe 9, and it's going to feel like the end of Fire Punch, but worse. It gets very confusing. He's jamming 30,000 things in there. You're like, wait, I'm going back in time in space, but I'm also in hell, but I'm also not in hell because I'm inside of a book. And then I'm like, you're like, what is happening?
Oh my God.
That seems so complicated and so confusing.
Well, I mean, that does feel like the end of Platinum End, so.
Yeah.
That was my big recent one that I finished, and I was like, oh. And I was like, let me just take a blowtorch to Platinum End and Death Note and Bakuman and Hikaru no Go, just everything that they've ever worked on, that pair. And I was like, oh, you guys ruined some life with doing this. And everybody that I've talked to about it, they're like, you thought it was that bad. I said, have you finished it? No, I haven't finished it yet. I'm like, wait till you finish it, then you'll know. Because they definitely fucked that one up.
I think I made it to volume 3 in that series. And then I was like, no more. No, thank you.
Well, and it was good up to that point. And then it just got shitty. So...
So,
speaking, I wish I had some spare manga though that I could do shit like that with.
Speaking of your other hobbies, you already mentioned that I'll you like guns. What else do you like to do?
Yes, he likes to go to the range.
I know he likes going to the range and shooting shit already. We already talked
about
that.
I thought listeners might have forgot, you know, I had to bring it back.
Yeah, I would totally be down going the range with, you know, you guys or anybody. It's just one of those things that you go and it's funner when there's more people there. You know, you just,
I mean, I am from Texas and we like guns in Texas.
Said no one ever.
No. Yeah.
Damn. Called out from Texas.
Yeah. From Texas. Yeah.
Wait, what was the question? Other hobbies.
Other hobbies.
So I'm definitely a weeb. I like, I mean, I collect figures too, but that one kind of goes hand in hand. It's not like something you do every day. It's not like I'm polishing my figures every day or something, but I'm kind of in the primo figure thing. I don't really have much under, I don't know, $150.
Yeah.
I like the big ones that take up so much space and that are, you know, $1,500 or something. Yeah, the big, like
not the prize figures, the huge ones.
Yeah. Like I have my biggest one right now is I have a big Mom from One Piece. If you don't know who that is, it's one of the emperors.
Yeah.
I mean, she's tickling 3 feet tall. And then she's 2.5 feet round, which is 2.5 feet round is actually harder than high because you got to find a shelf where she doesn't stick out. And she's almost 70 pounds just for that figure.
Whoa.
It's huge. It's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful. Oh, man. It's huge. You need a lot of space. So outside those, which some people know about, and then shooting and stuff. Now, not even before, maybe the same time. I do like comics, you know, American comics.
Yeah.
And then I like board games. Man, I'm a nerd. Jeez,
it's okay. We're all nerds here.
And then obviously.
I'm so glad I found somebody else who likes board games because I can't talk to Mike about board games.
Yeah, I wish I had a, like I said, I moved to this newer place, so I wish I had more of my friends around to play board games because I love them. And then, like, obviously video games. Oh, geez. I guess that's the main ones.
Yeah, all the typical nerdy stuff, yeah. You know.
Typical.
Yeah.
Right. Next, she's going to say, I really enjoy D&D, and then we're going to have to be like, what?
D&D is okay. My wife's more into D&D and the Critical Role type stuff than I am.
Well, like Adventure Zone?
I don't know what that is.
Oh, it's a podcast. She might,
maybe.
It's a podcast about these three brothers and their dad, and they play like Dungeons and Dragons together. It's pretty cool. They made a comic book series out of it. It's not bad. It's worth the read and / listen.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Okay, I mean it's fine. It's not for everybody, you know.
Yeah, I'm not into the D&D stuff. But if I was into it a little more, yeah, that would be something that'd sound up my alley.
Yeah, it's nice, not for everybody, you know. But I have to ask because it's been killing me this whole time. I want to know your thoughts on the manga tube tier lists.
Man, bringing up the past. How long ago was that? That's got to be like, is that 2 years ago?
Because I tried to find the video and the video is gone.
Well, yeah, his whole channel is gone.
Yeah.
Man, I wish if I was smart, I would have like copied that video. It was a good one. I mean, all my thoughts are already out there on Chase's streams and all that stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was okay with it.
Yeah, because I was on it. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, even if I was in F tier, I would have been fine with it. I think the main thing around it was we were all huddling around Suki Notes, basically, because we didn't like that she was in D tier.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I agree. He didn't put much thought into his video and his process and his scoring section because it was just, he was kind of like tripping over himself when he was talking about, this person needs to do better thumbnails, but then there's people above them that do worse thumbnails. He told me, he said, my big drawback was consumerism. All I'm about is consumerism. And then like, he didn't say like HVL or Boogie. I'm not calling them out. They're fine. HVL or Boogie Snacks or people above me or around me, like Boogie's at that time, somebody said Boogie had out of his last 20 videos, 18 were shopping or hauls, which is way more than me. So it was things like that, or your thumbnails stink, but then people above you have worse thumbnails, you know?
Right.
He was just kind of like throwing stuff at the wall. And then, he was kind of, you know, he's never going to listen to this. he was kind of hot for HVL. Oh. So he was kind of cringy towards her. Everybody was spoken to from his video with their channel names, even though he knew a lot of our names.
Okay.
Like in person. Yeah. And he kept calling her by her actual name that she doesn't.
Yeah. Her quote civilian name.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was able to get it because it is out there, but it's just not something she, you know, she doesn't get to say, hey, everybody, welcome back to Hannah Reads Manga or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And he was super into her. So it was kind of cringy. And then me, East Coast, and Chase, Dark Sage, were in the B-, and I loved it. I loved it. I made promos about that. I said, we're the B-minus boys. Holla, holla, holla. We them B-minus boys. You know, Wiz Khalifa up in this.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That was great. And then for the rest of my life, I get to tell Chase no matter what, because me and him are buddies. I say,
yeah,
why don't you just, you need to stop talking to me and go work on your thumbnails. They suck.
Damn.
Because he's telling Chase his thumbnails suck. I don't know. I thought it was fun.
Yeah.
See, you know? And I feel that way. Like, there's always at some point, like once a year, every few years, that somebody does that, and you always do have that one cringy person that they come out, and then like behind the scenes, you got to be like, "Hey, man, I think you need to tone something back, Doug, because you're making the rest of us feel weird."
Yeah, and behind the scenes, Manga Hero was not very receptive to talking about it or talking to anybody, because there's multiple times, and then he was starting feuds with Boogie Snacks and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Bass Senpai and all this, these other people. And me and him were good. Me and him talked quite a bit. And I said, "Hey, man, I want to talk to you about something." And it was about Boogie Snacks and some other people. And I'm not the type of guy who wants to talk through text, because then you, yeah, like if I'm saying something like that, you can just copy it and paste it or whatever. And he did not want to talk over voice chat, no matter what, even if it wasn't something bad. So he just never really got to tell his side of everything. And then what really hit the community is he rips Suki Notes for just being a hand model. And me and Suki Notes are friends. So we all came to her rescue. We don't think she should be in D tier or whatever. Wah, wah, wah. And then the next day he makes, you know, the lo-fi music, pop, you know, manga tama type soft talking. "Hey guys, welcome to the channel," with his hands on his bed showing off a manga haul. And it's like that's literally a straight punch, because that's what Suki does.
Yeah.
I was like, come on. Do you want to be a part of the community or not? It's like, give me a break.
What a dick. Yeah.
But I don't know. He looked like he was trying to pivot with his last four or five videos into something else, because as we knew, he lived from home. He was like 23 or 4. He lived at home and he didn't have a job. And he made that like a proud thing. You know, "I don't have a job and I don't want to get a job because I live with my parents," and then they buy him all this manga and stuff. But then maybe that ended because he wasn't doing hauls. He was trying to do some other stuff and they were just bombing. But that was around the time, I don't know if you guys seen that Chase made a brilliant video about him.
Yeah, that is one of my favorite videos to watch.
It's great. Chase was baller.
Yeah, we had him on the podcast and did an interview before all this stuff happened. And I think like he probably made one of the best response videos ever was that rap video he did. Which I watched today, actually, just to.
Hey,
I was looking for the.
I kind of feel glad that you and I were kind of stepping out of the community though. Whenever that stuff was happening,
oh, that's true.
We could have gotten in there more.
That's true.
One of the things I wouldn't call it exactly coaching, but I do personal one-on-ones a lot of time with different manga tubers in the community.
Yeah. Yeah,
and it's only to help them like behind the scenes on MangaTube.
Yeah,
and because they want to get better, and I give them tips, hints, and tricks. Anything that I've learned, you know, because I've bombed for 2 years trying to learn all this stuff. Just some things that they're missing. I never tell them what, you know, kind of videos to do or anything like that, or to change their channel. But one of the things I always tell them in relation to what we were just saying. They were talking about not having something monetized or a certain thing on their channel that might get flagged or something. And I always tell them this, and this applies to everything. I said, would you rather have a video that has 200,000 views and 50,000 dislikes? It bombed. Or would you rather have your regular video that's getting 20 views and one like?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, who cares? Right. So all this negative stuff that came out of it, I'm like, I don't give a crap. His video, whether people were looking at my channel negative, oh, this creepy sloth guy only cares about consumerism.
Hey, it's a like furry. That's,
right, yeah, this, right.
This furry likes to spend money.
Yeah.
As soon as that happened, I was like, I said, two middle fingers up. I'm going to do more hauls and shopping. I don't care.
See, and the weird thing is, like, over years, like, me and Mike would talk about stuff like that. It would be so weird how, like, if you came into the game with a pretty big manga collection, like, nobody wanted to talk bad about you. But then if you had, like, you were starting out doing all this, like, everybody wanted to shit talk you. And it was like, what the fuck, bro? Like,
I mean,
that didn't make any sense.
MangaTube was very ruthless when I first started out.
That's true. Like, whenever a lot of people went after you for liking a bunch of ecchi stuff, and I'm like, why are you doing that? I have more than he does.
But I mean, it's funny because all those videos were the ones that got the clickbait and like the biggest performing videos on my channels. I mean, people like that stuff, so I kind of like fed into it.
Right.
And that's 100% right, Mike.
Yeah.
If those types of books are your thing and they're doing the best, who cares? Screw them. Yeah, let everybody keep making those videos. I mean, I'm so sick and tired of every year. There's like a patch of time. It feels like where everybody, I'm not on Twitter, but I hear things from Twitter. Everybody like rips on hauls. It's like, how many more times are we going to play this out?
I started MangaTube, I think a year after Jen started, and like it would come around each year or so, like, oh, manga hauls are toxic, and I'm like, you know, people just like to watch people take things out of boxes. It's okay to show off what you get each month.
Right.
It's not a bad thing.
I'm not going to say I didn't make a... It probably should have been a short at this point. But that was before they actually had shorts on YouTube. I'm not going to say I didn't get an extra small Write Stuff box and pull out like 10 really large collections from it. Like I wasn't doing anything, you know?
Because there was like that one guy who just liked watching you take things out of boxes. And he was like, hey, can you take it out a little bit slower next time?
Oh, man. Yeah. The guy that came to my bat all the time was like,
yeah,
all the time. I didn't have to do anything. He was like, you talking about Jen Graves? I'll find you. I was like,
I'll find you.
Damn. Super fan.
Yeah.
It's, you can't find, and you know, I'm just going to say it 100%. You can't find a niche or something on the internet that you like, whether it's coins, guns, games, toys, comics. Everybody likes the shopping. Everybody likes the conventions because you're doing shopping there too. Everybody likes buying and everybody likes unboxings for everything.
Yeah.
It's what they like. And if I wasn't on MangaTube, guess what? I would still have all the manga I have right now. Except for the blind boxes.
Right.
Not those. We don't talk about those.
Yeah. Because I buy all the manga and I read my manga and then I just show it off.
Yeah. Right. Well, was it like a few years ago? People were saying it was bad to buy manga and just put it on your shelf and not read it.
Are you talking about that one guy that we talked about before that... He bought like a bunch of manga like over a month just because he had like the money, you know, tax season or whatever.
I think maybe.
And then everybody tried to like chew him up and spit him out. Like, why are you doing that? You're not even reading it right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the manga collectors Reddit, there's, man, there was, I'm sure it still happens there. I don't hop on there too much, but there was people that showed off a collection and they had maybe 13, 1400 volumes, pretty big collection. And they said, this is all the manga I bought within a year.
Yeah.
So they got destroyed.
Yeah. it's like almost like you have to earn your manga, you know? Like,
yeah.
It's a badge of honor.
They said only about 15 to 20% is read. So they came out and said that, and then everything was, I can't. Why do people even do this? So blah 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 blah. You know, we all know the conversations. I wrote, that's awesome. I wrote something like, that's awesome, and I was like, welcome to the, you know, cool collection. Welcome to the thing.
Yeah,
Within like a day, I had like 300 downvotes and then 50 people underneath. And I'm like, I'm bored. I got nothing to do today. I'm going to beat you all at your game. And I just sat there and made sure everybody was wrong. I'd be like, he's supporting the industry. It's his money. Why are you mad about somebody else spending their money?
Right.
Yeah. I remember, it hasn't happened recently, but I remember people reaching out to me. And being like, hey, you have all this manga, which I don't have a lot of manga nowadays. I'm very picky about what I get. But when I had a bigger collection, people were like, hey, I can't afford manga. Can you send me your manga so I can have it?
I get those weekly still.
Really? Still? Email, okay. So it's still a
Instagram
thing.
And YouTube.
It's still a thing.
It is
then.
Still a thing.
Okay.
They're like, I live in India and all there is fake manga here. I was like, I really love, you know, Naruto. Can you send me some Naruto? I'm like, bro, I could send you one volume. It would cost me like $80. I was like, to ship there. I'm like, just buy some fake manga and shut up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Man. It's just interesting because, like, with the whole collecting thing, like, everybody has a problem with something, it seems like, and nobody can really just be positive about it, you know, like just enjoy what you enjoy, you know.
See, and that was my problem with a lot of those people were like the shit talkers that were like, oh, you know, and like you could sit around and point fingers back at them like, you're talking about this person buying so much, but how much have you read of your collection or whatever? Like, they just got it and they're done with like 20% of it already, and you have double them, but you're only like, I don't know, 10% done with what it was.
Yeah, facts. And then on top of that, which I've said briefly before, in my opinion, it is a bigger crime to waste your time. You only have a limited amount of time on Earth, and time is the most valuable resource. But this person is sitting at home. They wipe the Cheeto dust off their chest and they sit up and they go waste their time on a manga subreddit or a manga YouTuber's channel.
That's right.
And cry and whine and, you know, type it in and go, I'll teach that guy. Next time he goes to reach for a manga, he'll remember my comment and go, no, I can't.
Right. Yeah.
I had somebody the other day comment on a video and said, he's like, you're weird. And I was like, thanks for enjoying the video. Have a good day.
Right.
Like, it's just so interesting. But I have another question for you. What's your favorite type of video to like film?
Well, that's a good question. I'd probably say, obviously I'll say videos that and not shorts, because shorts are still, you know, a newer thing. I mean, reels and stuff have been around, but I'm just going to say an unboxing. So not a haul. I mean, I guess it would be a haul, but a dedicated unboxing, especially when I find a new place. Ooh. And I buy or I get sent stuff from them.
Yeah.
Because a lot of these places want to send me free stuff.
Yeah.
And they are trying to send me boxes and boxes of manga and giveaways and stuff, which is nice. Mm-hmm. But I want to kind of do like a blind buy so I don't get, I get the packaging that was supposed to be in there, the protection that was supposed to be in there. And I'm a big fan of doing those unboxings because when I buy from somewhere and I get to show people this new place when it's new to me too, and I love throwing the manga. I don't know why. I love chucking manga. So in the beginning of my videos with new places, all my videos start off with my white fold-out table. I'm behind the camera, and I have, if you could only see me, I have the manga box above my head like I'm Donkey Kong with a barrel. And I chuck it over my camera. So we're talking, it's like 8-9 feet in there. I chuck it over my camera. It smashes on the table. A lot of times it flies off. And that's my way of checking, you know, if their packaging holds up. A lot of people don't like that either. Because they're like, you're destroying your manga. Blah, blah, blah.
Those are always fun. Just go, you should see how I wash my manga.
Yeah.
I also eat it. I use it to go to the restroom. You know, manga is multi-purpose. You know?
What don't I do with it?
Yeah.
Have like a small manga. Have like a small manga house. Small manga house, you know. Put like a manga page blanket over you every day. That's what I do.
Oh, I can't remember who it was. It was a manga tuber. And they had a bunch of manga. And they asked, at one point they asked viewers to like send him money so he can buy manga. So he could like get a house. And people were just like, why don't you just use your manga to build your manga house, you know?
I remember this one. I know who you're talking about too. Yeah. I know who you're talking about too.
Are we allowed to name drop? Who the heck's asking for money?
He doesn't do manga tube anymore, so I'd rather not.
Oh, well, I'm thinking about somebody else then. I know somebody else that did the same thing that still kind of does manga too. They've already been named up.
His channel's not around anymore, so I guess I could say it. His name was Migs, M-I-G-S.
Name drop, and a spelling, so everybody.
Damn.
he has a channel, but like all his videos are gone. He was really big in the manga tube community, and he just vanished one day. He was like, I'm gone.
Yeah. Yeah, there's so many. I think I said this in a Otaku Tuesday chat recently. There was a on Instagram. I'm subbed on my main channel. I'm only subbed to manga tubers, and I'm subbed to maybe close to 300.
Mm-hmm.
And I went through them one day, and we're talking like there's maybe 40 of them that I would even call active. And then in that 40, a good amount of them haven't made something in the last 6 months.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's,
I gotta look. Do you follow me?
I don't know. Is there a quick way to check?
I don't know.
Cause
I don't know. I don't think so.
Oh wait, I can type your name in. Yeah. What was your name? On there?
Jin Graves. It's gonna be like
this is
momentous,
like the anticipation, you know.
I feel like it's gonna be a click.
Does the manga slot
he's gonna lie to me, he's gonna be like, I've always been sub to you. Click.
Does the manga slot subscribe to Jin Gray?
I'm not seeing it. How are we spelling this? Maybe I'm
J-I-N-G-R-A-V-E-S.
Type this in. Oh, okay, yeah, I see you. I am not subscribed.
Oh,
my heart.
And now I'm subscribed.
It's broken.
It's gonna happen.
Like a year, I think.
I haven't posted anything in 6 months.
He doesn't meet the qualifications. Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe.
Damn it.
Nah, I didn't unsubscribe from anybody that I saw on there. There's, I mean, it's just so many. Yeah. It's kind of a bummer because I go through them. And it's funny because I wasn't subbed to anybody that I never like spoke to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At least in some way, shape, or form. So you just see all these people that, you know, that just disappeared. I mean,
right. It definitely happened.
See, it, well, and the weird thing is, I think they're all still up. I used to do this thing called like the community challenge, like shout out or whatever. And I would pick out like 30 people for a month, and I would do it twice a year, and I would throw out these people, and I always tried to pick like lower people down that I thought other people should go and follow, and like that was crazy. I think, yeah, I probably got raked over the coals on that a little bit.
I try to do my best job at pointing out lower people that could use a boost or just wouldn't mind some more eyes on them, you know, because there's a right. lot of people out there that do manga tubing or any kind of stuff way better than me that have so many less viewers and people than I do.
Otaku Mike.
No, not that guy.
Not that guy.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah. No, but seriously, it's. And I want them to get, you know, I want them to have more people on them. And I want Yen and Udon and all these places. I want those publishers to send them free manga too. You know, because I remember when I started getting free stuff, I'm like, this is the greatest day of my life. So I want some of them to get free crap and to get, you know, touched upon a little bit more than.
Right.
Because it keeps the motivation in them.
Yeah.
You know. Because a lot of places, if you look online, a lot of about YouTubing and stuff, they just say, you got to be consistent. You got to be consistent. It's like, consistency does nothing.
I agree.
One video a month, that's just 1% better. We're not even 100% better. 1% better than your last video a month ago. 1% better. You put 10 more minutes of time into it is better than one video a day. Now, perfect. I feel like a jerk. If you guys are familiar with Hobbies of a Man, he's one of my bros. I like him.
We are very familiar with Lion.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Great guy. And yeah. I watch his stuff because I do like his reviews. He is a dude that knows his stuff. So
yes, he is. Yes, he is. He's one of the nicest guys you can ever meet, too.
100%. I love talking to him, and he's helped me out with a few things before. That is what he's doing is a consistency where he puts out a video or two a day. Now he's doing it as like a personal vlog of his life and things he's read, which is great. There's some people that try to do that. I couldn't think of he's not the best example because he's doing better than I thought. But there's other people that try to do that and they're just like sitting around waiting. Oh, when am I going to go viral? When am I going to get a bajillion D subs? It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah.
Right. Right.
No, I totally get it. And like Lion is such a cool guy. Cause I remember when he was up and coming, like, and he came around and like, I think around like maybe before COVID hit, I can't remember.
Hey, you know, I remember when Manga Sloth was up too.
That's true. You know, but like that,
that's when you were up and coming.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But like Lion, like he kind of like,
and that's the weird thing. As long as like, if you look at somebody's years, how long they've been around, and like no, like any of that, like you can see all that stuff, and it is crazy.
He also brings his other interests into his videos too. Like I love him talking about like his interest in like pulp stories, like Tarzan and stuff.
Oh,
like
heck
that.
Yeah,
yeah. You know,
he was one of the. I said in the beginning, I don't watch manga tube very much, but he's one of the manga tubers and variety tubers that I'm into comics too. So when I found his channel, I was like, I scrolled through it and I'm like, oh crap, I've read this DC book. Let me see. And then I listened to his thing and then I started listening more because I wanted to hear his opinions on everything. So
yeah,
he is definitely a go-to when, like, if I haven't read a series, I'll mm-hmm. see if he's read it and I want to listen to his opinion because I value his opinion.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I like that he's such into like really niche stuff when it comes to like American comic books.
I have found some sweet stuff I've never heard of just by watching his videos.
I take back what I said. Don't look at my community challenge videos because you're gonna be like, I don't know any of these manga. I just went through all of them. I was like, I don't know any of these guys either.
It's a thought that counts.
That's true. It was way back in the day.
They might be dead.
Yeah. Oh, God. Don't say stuff like that.
I mean, like, their channels might be dead.
Oh, okay, okay.
No, that's like better.
So morbid.
Which I guess I'll end with, like, the last question. Unless you, Jen, you have anything. Do you feel like MangaTube actually has, like, a glass ceiling when it comes to being creative on the platform? Like some people say, that it has a glass ceiling, basically.
And so they mean by like...
Like everybody does the same videos.
Oh, yeah. In a way, yes. But it's kind of like... You can kind of almost do that with anything. I mean, like... I'm trying to think, like... If you go to any niche of anything, mm-hmm. kind of like what I said earlier, if you get into it enough, if you skim the surface, it might seem like there's a lot there. But if you're in it, there's a lot less than you think.
Right.
Even with like video games, you got, you know, your buyers, your sellers, your collectors, and they're all just doing the same thing.
Yeah.
You're just looking at different things that they have. And it's booming right now. So I think yes and no, there is a lot of similar things because we're talking about a rectangle that's a book.
You're right. Okay,
there's,
right.
There's only so much you can do with it. Are you reviewing it? Are you talking about it? Are you unhauling it? Are you hauling it? Are you shooting it? What are you doing with this?
Yeah,
so I think I like
Mike's terminology too for one other one that you didn't say. Are you swinging that manga dick around?
and then you got like collection reviews, then shopping and stuff.
Right.
So
right.
Yes, there is a upper echelon of videos you can do, which can generate you more views with a lesser quality edited video.
Mm-hmm.
So a manga haul will always get you more views than a manga review, obviously.
Manga review get me like 20,000 views one time.
And that's I don't even know when the last video I did
it was specifically a
manga review, but
it was a hentai video. So, I mean,
well, and talking about that, you know, the funny thing is the one that we've always talked about, my Monster Girl Encyclopedia review, you know, is still going strong.
Still to this day, because everybody likes the
still team. To this day, from 5 years ago, still fucking going strong.
Yeah, my top video in terms of views and everything, it's an organization video.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got 238,000 views.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, that's something that I did none of when I started this space.
Yeah.
So in my opinion, I do think we are in a niche of a niche, which makes it harder. But I also think that we're human beings and we can literally do whatever we want. So it's, I think there's plenty more room to grow. Just need people to, you know, take some steps. And, you know, I've made plenty of videos that are different and that are not hauls or shopping or unboxings and stuff. And they absolutely bombed. So when that happens, people don't want to do that again. They get scared. They go back into, you know, their turtle shell. They lose motivation. And, you know, not to be the motivational speaker, but you gotta get back on the horse and try again. You know, there's there's plenty of dumber videos out there that are generating millions of views.
That's true. I had a funeral for a blow up doll one time, and that people
love. I wasn't gonna mention that, but I have where you want a giveaway. And I was looking at it. I used like a 4-frame picture thing for the thumbnail. And in one of the things, it says RIP Becky, and it's got a picture of the blow-up doll.
True story.
It's like, I was like, it's way before its time.
True. Yeah. Yeah.
But, not touching upon that, but.
I mean, it's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
Yeah.
It wasn't my blow-up doll. It was a friend's.
We just had a moment of silence for it and everything, you know?
Yeah.
But there's plenty of stuff always happening. New releases. Then you got, like, Right Stuff disappearing.
Yeah.
And then you got, like, right now, what's all buzz, the manga grading.
Yeah, are you gonna get your Full Metal Sloth copy, volume one, graded?
Oh, a Full Sloth Alchemist. I don't believe they would grade it, because it would be, there's no tier above 10.
Oh yeah, true. So, true. You're absolutely right.
It's worth at least an 11, you know?
Yeah.
Yes. And most likely they would just steal it and say it never reached them.
Because it's a one of a kind.
Yeah. But, you know, there's always something for people to cry about and make videos about. So right now everybody's crying about manga grading.
Yeah, I'm really interested to see where that goes. And where that takes, like, the whole collecting scene.
I think it's great. I mean, everybody's whining and complaining. I think it is great. You can come up to me with whatever negative point you have, and it just gets debunked in, like, a second. Yeah. It's like there's nothing negative. And while the positives might not be the greatest positives, there's more positives than negatives.
Right, and right.
You're not wrong.
And I'm not just saying this because me and Beckett are working together, so they're sending me some graded manga and stuff for an unboxing and stuff.
Oh, cool.
But I thought about this before. This is not like a thing that just came out a month ago. This has been happening for a year, and my thoughts were the same a year ago. I mean, manga does not and will never have the same secondary market as a TCG, games, coins, toys, anything you collect it and grade that way.
Comics.
Comics especially.
Yeah.
It will never, ever, ever have the same secondary market.
Well, so it was ever going to get there, not in our lifetime, you know?
Absolutely not. If it gets there, it's going to be when publishers don't print manga anymore. It's all digital. So every manga is just like relics. And, you know, people are buying them then as what I'm talking about now, as shelf displays. Hmm. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, do you guys really think people are talking on Reddit and stuff, they're talking about nobody's going to be able to find a volume one? You really think somebody's going to go out there and scalp thousands of Chainsaw Man volume one, pay $35 a pop to grade them, and you know not most manga looks like crap?
That's true.
From the shelves.
Right.
It's like,
that's true. Yeah.
You can pick out the best out of 20 from a Barnes & Noble. It'll still grade a 5.
Yeah.
It's right. Like you think everybody's right. Going to spend $1,000 and then they have to stick them on eBay. They're already $45, $50 in the book and they're expecting people to what? Pay 100? Get out of here.
Right. Yeah. Right. what did I tell you, Mike, about the only way anybody's ever going to get a solid 10 on any of those is if they're like standing at the door from the publishers. Yeah, I need you to send that directly to the place for me, please.
And you'd still not get a 10 if you're getting like something from Kodansha or something.
Right.
Yeah.
Like yeah. I plan on having some things graded, but most of them are doubles. And the way I see it is if I sold my whole collection today and mm-hmm. I wanted to keep some things, I would keep some of the graded volumes and it would be things that I care about. I'm not a reseller. I would like, I'm going to grade, we have a Ancient Magus Bride volume that's a misprint. Where
is it the gray one?
Yeah, the whole gray one.
Yeah, the gray one. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right now it's just sitting on my shelf and I just see the spine of it. I'm going to grade it. It'll get a low grade, whatever. It's going to be for display. I'm going to grade the first manga I ever bought ever because it's nostalgic to me. And then like I have some signed manga from mangakas and stuff where they've drawn stuff on the front and
yeah,
like those will be cool because I want to display them. I don't see anything wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. No. I agree with you on that aspect. Where I don't agree is I feel like I have a feeling it might try to come down to like in the 90s with comic books like. I wonder if people are going to think that, you know, this is the next Beanie Baby type of thing. You know, we're going to put our kids through college on graded manga.
Those people are going to find out way quicker than the Beanie Baby rush when they realize, wait a second, I'm not making any money and I'm not going to make money. Like right now they're only doing the smaller manga, the regular size, like Shonen Jump stuff. I mean, you can't even, I mean, make me a scenario where those people are, you know, thinking that they're going to make a ton of money on their Princess Diana Beanie Baby or something.
Yeah. I was joking on our podcast about the manga grading. I was like, maybe one day we'll be able to like grade entire box sets. Just slab an entire box set.
I may come out and say that's a negative. That sounds stupid.
I hope one day I'm gonna get my Bakuman box set slabbed.
I'm a manga channel, so you better believe I'll have one. I'll get my giant Pandora Hearts, expensive box set.
Right.
Slab my Pandora Heart box set.
Yeah.
It's like maybe a 30-pound slab.
Maybe we can get the comic that you shot graded. Be like, yeah, guys.
Yeah.
Won't ever be another like it.
But yeah, I just want to say thank you for coming on. I hope you enjoyed coming on the podcast. And yeah, you want to plug yourself and anything you're coming up with next or whatever?
Yeah, this is super cool. I mean, this is the type of stuff I wanted to do when I first started the channel. Talk to people, shoot the breeze, chat, have fun. Just, you know, like-minded people where us three overlap in so many different ways with things we like. It's, you know, it's that feeling of if I was around you guys in person in real life, it would be like after a day, we're already friends.
Yeah.
And then we start hanging out. It's just that easy. But yeah, thanks for inviting me on. It was cool. I have known about your podcast for a while. And once again, I'm happy I reached out. Sorry if I hijacked
one of your episodes. I picked when you posted that comment, I pictured, I was like, oh man, maybe he really wanted to come on. He was just too afraid to ask or something. I picked you sitting next to your computer, you know, just waiting for that message, you know.
And then he's like, should I message him? Yeah, go ahead and message him. Like, what do you think? What do you think? Like, go ahead and do it. Like
we have like an open door policy. Like anybody can come on, you know. They just have to ask, you know. Usually it's harder for us to schedule guests.
Not everybody.
Okay, everybody can come on.
If Manga Pigeon wanted to come on, that would be a different story, okay?
Yeah,
that guy sucks.
But yeah, like...
Yeah, I shot my shot. I was like, you know what? I want to do something. I'm not collabing enough with people, and I don't think people want to reach out to me, or maybe they don't even want to collab with me, but I love doing collabs, and it doesn't matter if you're a channel with 5 views or 500,000 views. There's no requirement. I like doing it.
Yeah. So I like doing this too. It's cool. As long as you vibe with them, you know, it's always fun, you know, to collab.
Right. Yeah. I'm a neutral guy.
You just got to wait for video 2 when you come back on. And then you're going to be like, oh, hey, guys, you know, I hadn't talked to you, you know, in a live stream on or whatever in forever, you know. So it gets better over time, I think.
Yeah, I'd love to come back on in the future, even if it doesn't have to be about me. It could be about any topic or whatever.
We didn't really have a topic to begin with, you know. So we usually just interview people, and then like the next time we bring a topic or something to the table, depending on if you're a repeat friend of the podcast. You know, some people don't get that.
Well, I'll be glad to be a repeat friend.
Well, we thank you for coming.
Am I a
on.
Friend of the podcast?
Friend of the pod? What?
Am I a friend of the podcast?
You're a fucking co-host.
I had to figure it out. I had to figure it out. You could have been like, no, I just keep you on because you're... I can make fun of you.
I need somebody here to take cheap shots at.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
You found me out. You found me out. This is why I kept you on for the past 3 years.
Damn it.
Yeah, thanks for coming on, and we'll catch you guys on the next episode. See you next Tuesday.
You want to say our ending line?
Me?
Yeah.
What is your ending line?
See you next Tuesday.
Yeah, see you next Tuesday.